When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/station2station. Patrons get access to episode previews, annotated scripts, and behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/station2station. We also now have a merch store. If you'd like to wear your support for Station to Station or any of the other Procyon podcast shows, check out the link to our Tee Public store in our show notes.
This is Station to Station, Episode 14, Waiver and Severability.
Let me see if I understand this clearly. It could stop the progress of time itself?
I know how it sounds.
It sounds like, it sounds like a hoax. Or, at least from all journalistic and scientific perspectives...
It was all exploratory in those days. Theoretical, at best. Nothing that could have long-lasting effects. Not until later.
How did you proceed into fieldwork, with so little previous research to base it on? You had almost no foundation.
No population study, no habitat studies, nothing and no one in our field to stop us. We had all the power in the world. Can you imagine what would happen if we'd got it right? And we tried. We tried to get it right so many times, and we didn't give a damn about the consequences.
What drove you to continue?
Hubris. Good old human vanity. We went up against the laws of God and physics itself, looked it in the eye, and said, "We can do you one better." We all got what came to us. All of us on that team. We all paid back our pound of flesh.
I cleaned out his flat.
You did?
It's what my parents did after my uncle died. I thought maybe it would help me get some closure. Besides, there's no one else here to clean it, and it was just going to sit abandoned, and I just didn't want that. I didn't want that. I know, it's just as pathetic as it sounds. I didn't even tell you about the bit where I fell asleep in his bed.
Oh, I didn't realize that you...
Oh, God, no, not like that. It's not I wasn't harboring secret romantic longing for him or anything. I'm not... We were just friends. And I was tired and I just wanted to rest a bit. And then 2 hours went by and...
No, I know what you mean. You know, when my mom passed, I used to sneak into my parents' bed when Dad was out. Trying to chase memories.
Yeah. How, did she die?
What does the place look like? Has it been rented to someone else, or,
Well, his flat's the same. It's got his furniture, it's got all his papers. I don't know who's paying the rent, but there's no bills by the door. I don't know what that means. It could mean a lot of things. It could mean someone's taking care of it. It could mean his records are gone. The place is rented out by some estate agent, I think.
So it's what? There and not there at the same time?
Sort of. I don't see listings of it on the internet. Even when I browsed a few years back and trudged through the archives, I even asked a few of the neighbors who lived there, and they all just drew a blank, stared at me, like they never even noticed it before, or forgot about it, or... I don't know, it's so weird. Reva?
Yeah, I'm here. Just give me a minute. What you said about the other tenants in the building, it reminded me of something I saw before. There were a couple of other cases. People in a building not recognizing a door, stuff like that. In one case, it was an entire floor.
You mean...
I think it's a reach. Brains are funny sometimes. Memory and first-hand witnesses are not reliable. But it might be something. Let me... Ugh, Jesus, let me get back to you. I think it might get us further than where we are now.
Alright, do you want me to update Nelly?
Let me update Nelly.
Oh, right. Hey, do you want to come in?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I snuck up on you the other day. I just... This is going to sound like something out of a stupid rom-com, but I just felt like I had to talk to you. Like you had all the answers I was looking for.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't sound stupid or... What was it that you were looking for? What kind of answers?
Oh, nothing in particular. Just... I've been feeling... adrift lately. Needed to ground myself a bit, you know?
Of course. Happens to all of us. Why here? What brings you to this particular lab?
I just felt like I had to come here. Like I was being called here.
Right.
You know that feeling that you get sometimes? Like... almost like a sixth sense, when you're looking for something and there's just this hunch you get, like you just know where to find it.
Yeah, not really. What exactly,
I don't know. I just know the answer's here, but I just don't know the question yet. Like there's a piece of my life that's missing. And I could find it if I just found the right place.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean for that to sound weird or anything. And I wasn't coming on to you. I just...
Oh, no. I wasn't, like, put off. And I did not think you were... Sorry, I didn't think you were hitting on me. It's been a weird couple of weeks. I thought I could help you. I really wanted to help you, actually, but I don't think I can. I don't think I'm able to.
Oh, I...
Look, you can call me whenever. Here's my card. I hope you find whatever it is you're missing. I really do.
You mentioned early commercialization plans. How would you even have implemented that? What market did you expect it to serve? We didn't even care about that. At first, we just wanted to see how far it could go, I suppose. Years of secrecy, planning, test runs, expendable subjects. It was unlike anything I'd worked on, and I couldn't. At first, I couldn't stop myself.
But you did leave the company. I mean, the split is something that the local science community has talked about for a long time.
They need better hobbies. I did try to stop it. Later. Just not at first. Not when it mattered. I let it continue. I was blinded by my own need to know. And once it got started, there's no way they would stop. Even when I left, I know I'd already done the damage.
You were aware of the potential side effects.
Of course I was. That first day, when we first came across that strange patch of ocean where nothing changed, I knew what we were in for.
Hey, Nelly.
You need to go.
What?
How fast can you gather your things? I'd say essentials only, but you're probably going to grab your research too, so how fast?
Nelly, what is going on?
They got to them. The ones. Malik's got to them. I figured out who my lead was, and I finally figured out who gave me the tip to get onto the Astrid, and it was David Wan. And Malik's got to him. Got to his entire family. I went to his sister's house, and it was cleared out. Stupid realtor.
Wait. You went to David Wan's family?
I don't know what Alex did to her, but you need to leave. Grab your stuff and go. Someone is watching us, and they are always two steps ahead.
Wait, you went to David Wan's family? His sister, Nelly, why?
That's not important right now. They're watching us. They're watching you. Miranda, you need to be careful.
All right. I'll find a place to stay. I have a cousin in Islington. I can...
No, you need to leave London. Just, I don't know, maybe just for a few days. I'll come find you. We need a plan. We need to just figure it out.
Nelly, stop panicking, okay?
Just breathe,
okay? I'll pack some stuff. I'll make sure to be discreet.
Okay, good.
You said you went to his sister.
Yes, I couldn't leave it alone. I couldn't...
You shouldn't have gone.
I know. But it's too late for that now. I couldn't leave it alone, and you need to go. Now!
Hello?
Dr. Schwant. Sorry for calling this late.
Oh, Annabelle, hi.
Is this a good time?
Not really. Sorry, I'm on the road right now. I'm on my way out of town.
Oh, are you coming back soon?
I don't know. I have a family thing. It's kind of urgent. Can I help you with anything?
No, I wanted to thank you for talking
Yeah, there was nothing at all. Not a bother.
I think I know what I'm looking for now.
That's nice.
Can I ask where you're going?
I'm heading out of town for a bit. I'm going south.
When you come back, can I talk to you? I want to ask you about the person you used to work with. His name was Jonathan, right?
But I have to know, what exactly do you expect to come out of this interview? Is it redemption? Legal reimbursement?
God, no. I have a lawyer and I have a priest, and I don't need you to be either one. It's like I said, I needed someone to tell my story. I phoned 18 journalists asking, and you're the only one who answered the call.
Defeats the purpose of going to ground, right?
I'm using a banner. It's been 5 days. No one's showed up to intimidate me or go through my stuff. I'm fine. I'm in Folkestone. I've got my passport and some cash. I have everything I need in case I have to...
Flee the country?
Cross over the channel.
So flee the country.
You make it sound like I'm on the run. I'm just shaking a tail. Like you told me to. You said you were trying to find one's sister. Did you contact her? Does she remember anything?
No, I never got in touch.
What about other family members, acquaintances?
I hadn't got that far yet. One isn't exactly a social butterfly.
I meant others, other victims. Mackenzie, Arbor, they must have left people behind, right?
McKinley.
What?
I forgot about it too, for a bit. Don't worry about it anyway, he was a dick. Oh, you remember I was going to interview Jeff Howard from the ROV group?
Oh yeah, and?
Yeah, he found like a photo. He had some vague memories. That's about it. I guess it's not all for naught. I'm sure we can dig something out of that.
Give them closure, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Why? What's on your mind?
John's sister has been visiting me.
What?
She found me, somehow. Said something led her to me. Lurked around my labs for days before approaching. God, I almost gave Reva a heart attack. She thought someone was after me, but turns out she just wanted to talk.
What did you do?
I talked to her. I couldn't tell her the truth, obviously, but it's not like I could just turn her away. You know, I'm glad you told me to leave. I was looking for a good excuse to run away. Yeah.
Anyway, how's the search for Montague?
I've tracked as far as 1994. I actually went back to her own research. There was a grant application I dug up, some cross-institution collaboration thing. Lists her lab address, home address, project scope, all that. But other than that, it's been a bust. Landlord moved out of town 2 weeks after I tried to contact him. Leasing company bought up by some land tycoon. Library files gone, and your lead is buried. So, we're back to square one.
Yeah, but what about the tapes you found?
I don't know. They're mostly all out of chronological order. Deposition hearings, lawyer interviews, that kind of stuff. She was building something. She was setting something up. Something that could undermine Malix. God, it's weird. I can't make heads or tails about it. I need to go over them again, make a proper timeline.
No one's shown up at your door then?
I don't think so. I did what Reva told me to do. Change clothes, don't run, be aware of surroundings, keep my back to CCTV. What about you? Where are you now?
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you. And honestly, if I could, this place is the arse end of nowhere. Don't hang up.
Not going to. Can I help you? Who is it?
You got a minute? Won't take a sec. The head count's not matching up the manifest.
Are you kidding me?
How the hell did you find me here?
I'm around to call 999.
Long time no see to you too.
You need to leave.
I need to talk to you.
I have nothing to say to you.
Hey.
No. Hey.
Just give me 1 minute. Calm down, for the love of Christ.
I swear to God, I will shank you this time.
I know you're looking for Montague, and I know that because Malix is watching you. I got here before they did, but you need to listen to me.
How? And why?
They sent someone in London. That's all I know. Eyes only. I don't have the rank to find out more. Malix still thinks you might be a valuable asset.
Is that why they haven't killed me yet?
No one is gonna kill you.
Oh no, they're capable of much worse.
Just give me an hour to explain everything.
I'm not letting you in.
I'm not asking you to. There's a fish and chips down the street. Meet me there in 20.
Why should I trust you?
Because I have answers. You made it.
Why are you doing this?
Why don't you take a seat first?
No. Answer my question. We were never supposed to see each other again. We're not even supposed to acknowledge that I exist. Now you're jeopardizing.
Take a seat and stop shouting.
I am not shouting.
Were you followed?
No.
You sure?
No. Were you followed?
Of course not.
Why are you helping me? What? Why are you doing this? I stabbed you in the neck. How do I know you're not leading me into a trap?
You don't.
Look, I'm too tired to play mind games with you tonight. Either you give me a straight answer or I start making a scene until they drag you out of here.
No threats of violence?
Hey, you're the one who brought me within arm's length of a knife.
Hmm. True.
How did you find me?
CCTV. Our London department was doing some due diligence on an infrastructure investment, and we just asked. Victoria Station is really helpful if you sound legitimate enough.
I avoided CCTV. I covered my face, I changed my clothes, I doubled back,
Not well enough. Well, enough for them, but I spotted you first. That's why I'm here, and not someone worse.
Someone worse?
They're still making their minds up in HQ about what to do with you. But you've been a prickly thorn in their side for a while. Committee decisions take some time, but at the end of the day, Malix doesn't like loose ends.
Of course they don't.
Eventually, someone will show up to your door at whichever god-awful motel or B&B you might be staying in, and maybe they'll be carrying a contract and suitcase full of cash. Or Maybe they'll be carrying a knockout dart and a shovel. Flip of a coin.
Well, lucky for me I've got you then.
Ain't it just? Now, I take it that this conversation is being recorded.
Obviously.
I'm not doing this out of the good of my heart. I got orders from on high as well.
What? On high? Wait, what? What do you mean, on high? Your bosses are plotting to kidnap me.
Not Malix. I've been working for Montague. She wants to see you.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written by Alex Yoon and directed by Alex Yoon and Andrea Clausen. Music by Samantha Jean Rivers. Sound engineering by Alex Yoon. Featuring the voice of Emily Wong as Miranda Chen. Nadine El Amami as Janelle Cochrane. Christina Pitter as Reva Luther. Zach Labresco as Eugene Loshank. Randell Solomon as Adelaide Montague. Natalie Van Sistine as Annabelle Costello. Also featuring the voice of Joe Chang.
I can't believe this is actually happening. Oh gosh, oh my goodness, I'm shaking. I'm just gonna put this award down for a second so I can get my speech over. Of course, how could I possibly forget? I must say thank you to Jazz. We at Station to Station couldn't have done it without our amazing Jazz, whose support for us has just been astronomical. So, oh my goodness, thank you, Jazz. Thank you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.